We called for the legislation to be delayed, an effective review and audit to be carried out ahead of any proposals being implemented. But of course, the government are doing it the other way around, which will inevitably cost much, much more money to the taxpayers as a result of the decision already being taken.
But of course, the government may argue its expectation will be that the review vindicates the decision and finds the situation now is better than it was 12 months ago.
That may well be the case, but I don't think that any objective review will find that, because towns are the cornerstone of regional development. Town councils have provided a regional platform for economic development within regions. That has now been lost. We have seen in Letterkenny down through the years the advancement of technological manufacturing companies, new industry coming in, working closely with the IDA and other industries. That connectivity at a local level has been lost. It's been subsumed into the central Donegal County Council, and it's placing increased pressure on Donegal County Council as a result of the need for regional areas in the west of the county and in Ashon and in other parts to effectively support the larger towns. But in saying that, I think I welcome the review. I hope that the review will prove to be objective, and I feel that if it is an objective review at arm's length from the department, that it will find that it was the wrong decision that was taken at the time.
You're a senator who is interested in Gaeltacht areas. You represent a Gaeltacht area. You're the Fianna Fáil agriculture spokesperson in the Seanad. For a senator such as yourself to be raising issues of town councils, it begs the inevitable question, there must be an election coming.
Well, this is a national issue in my perspective, not only for Donegal, but right across the country, because town councils have served the country well. 80 of them have been abolished. They represented the point of contact in terms of democracy closer to the citizen. And effectively, by the government pushing through the decision, which they did, they made Ireland the most undemocratic country in the Western world. And any Democrat, such as myself, cannot stand idly by and support that. We vehemently opposed the legislation when it was going before the Oireachtas. I stand by that at the moment, and even though this review is coming, I do welcome it, but I hope that the review is a sincere one and that it works along the lines of objectivity. But certainly from a geographical point of view in Donegal, I do believe that the abolition of four of our town councils in the county has proved to be a regressive step, and we have seen some long-serving public representatives and others who may aspire to be public representatives denied an opportunity to represent citizens at the point closest to where the citizens interact with elected officials. And instead of the government's promise before the last election of decentralising power, they effectively centralised power, and that is not a good thing in any democracy.
And is this Breen O'Donnell looking toward Letterkenny and Buncrana in a redrawn constituency with a view toward a possible run in the next general election?
No, it's much too early to be getting involved in any election speculation at this point. This is a genuine effort to support towns who have served Donegal well down through the years.